your ass down and enjoy the sound.
Season 2, bitch. Of
the Pod Liquor
Podcast.
Of the Pod Liquor
Podcast.
Of the Pod Liquor
Podcast.
Of the Pod Liquor
Podcast.
Of the Pod Liquor
Podcast.
Of the Pod Liquor
Podcast.
Of the Pod Liquor
Podcast.
Of the Pod Liquor
Podcast.
Of the Pod Liquor
Podcast.
Dance. 5 months dance. Out the game.
Dance.
Back like we never left.
Good crap.
Yes. It is the Pot Liquor Podcast when it all boils down.
We got that shit you need.
Still got that shit you need.
Still grinding.
Put the baby back right here.
I am Teddy Belafonte.
I am Dan O.
Nat Digger.
Already.
On the boards.
We hope you got a good dose of pot liquor for Thanksgiving.
Yes, that is facts. Facts, nigga, facts.
I know, I got some.
Yeah, me too.
Facts, nigga, facts.
Facts on facts. Yes. Like, you just saw me eating, so I'm still
going. You still got greens, bro?
I just finished those. That means you still
got some of that in one shit.
Yeah,
I just finished those. You can't get none of my greens.
Yeah, I just finished. I got some Mac. Uh-huh. I ate you with the little Mac.
Turn to the Mac.
Where do we begin? We got like 5 months of material.
Man.
Shit.
Well, I'm just getting out of jail myself, so.
Hey, what was you locked up for? Tell the people about this crime.
Go into detail.
Yeah, I was falsely accused.
That's what they all say.
Yes.
It wasn't me, no.
I was innocent. I've been in work jail.
That's what we've pretty much
been grinding, bro.
We've been trying to make sure there wasn't a bag too secure.
True.
We all been working.
Get that bag, young boy.
My man Dano gets like 72 hours in a week.
It hurts.
Actually, I always on call. I work in a fucking school, and I did 101 hours.
Nice. with 101 kids.
In 2 weeks.
And 101 Dalmatians.
And there's no reward.
So, you know, that's what we've been at, making sure, you know, our loved ones is fed.
Yes.
We got that bread.
Yes, and make sure to reap. I
like that loves one is fed. We
ain't gotta eat Vienna sausages and ramen unless we want to.
Yeah, that's
unless true. We got a taste for it.
Facts.
Speak on it, brother.
Facts.
That's what we've been doing.
Hey, it was, no, bro, I feel that.
Yeah,
there was a time in my life where ramen noodles was like
was
breakfast,
mandatory.
Lunch, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's just. I had a cup of noodles the other day just because.
I refused.
Not because I wanted to.
I refused. I haven't had ramen noodles.
I feel that, like, I gotta. I just refuse.
You know, I can't. So I can't eat.
I'll
chicken
eat the noodles. And
I can't eat
shit
chicken
in.
Ramen.
I can't eat any ramen. I refuse to eat.
I can't eat chicken ramen because that's you want to eat it now. Can't fuck with ramen.
No, I can't.
I can eat like the beef or the shrimp on occasion.
I can't eat none of it.
That Cajun chicken. Actually was fried. That's like the last little like
chicken. The chicken just fucks me up though. And the crazy shit is, that's all my mom cooks to my son is chicken ramen. I'd be having to smell that shit. I'm like,
nah. You got all those memories.
Yeah, I'm like, yo,
there ain't no memories, man.
Put that poison in my son.
Yeah. You just look at the sodium on the back of my shirt.
Yeah. Like the other day, like
why am I sweating?
Yeah.
Speaking of like, just
I feel like I got a
not having to eat broke shit unless you want to.
Yeah.
Like I said, I had a cup of noodles, like you know, the
styrofoam.
Yeah. It was good because I didn't need to. I didn't. That was like the only thing I had. I could afford.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one that comes with like a little floating corn in there.
Yeah.
That should be clutch though.
Yeah.
Hey, don't get me wrong. It's clutch, but
it was
I
solid.
I bore like college days. Like now, it's just like why do that? We can get the full. Get the full. Full.
I thought
I was gonna order shit from the menu. You know, like
I thought you were talking about faux, like the other like.
Oh, faux.
Oh no, faux. That's it. Ain't done.
Yeah, I haven't ordered shit off the actual Wendy's menu in a minute. I just like, yo, welcome to Wendy's.
Four, four, four.
It sound like ludicrous.
My nigga is so cheap to eat. He just be buying two of them just because he want the fries with it. And then now they got the fries. Now they just like dollar any size fries.
Yeah.
There's a problem out here, yo.
Hey, Wendy's fries is good, though.
They are. I did crush.
With the sea salt?
I've been on my diet, but I did fuck them fries up. That was shit.
McDonald's fake fries are still king.
Oh yeah, yeah, like yeah.
If they're fresh out of that saturated oil, fresh out of Greece, fresh out of that saturated oil, McDonald's fries are undefeated, bro. As soon as they drop, as soon as they get to room temperature, it's just trash. Like, that's why,
it's like chewing cardboard.
Yeah, those are the fries you gotta eat.
I'm not gonna lie, I did have fresh fries, fresh chicken nuggets. I was like, all right, I've been doing good. I lost like 15 pounds.
You went to the white McDonald's. Congrats.
It's been 30.
Your weight loss didn't go unnoticed. I started out
287. I'm at 267.
Okay. Because you can't lose too much. It's still big nigga season.
Yeah, it's still. I'm going to keep it going.
Keep a little fluff on it.
As soon as February 28th hit, you got shred.
I'm not gonna lie, getting my dad while was kind of fun, yo. You just get off work, eat McDonald's, wash it down with a slice of pizza. Like, man, oh man, getting fat was for that. That McDonald's had the Big Mac and 10 piece for like $5.
That shit is a dump.
Ace that.
You can get two.
He's turning red. He can't
believe it. It's like you can pick up Kyrie Irving and Steph Curry for $5. No, like, come on, son.
I refuse to eat McDonald's.
Just for the simple fact,
like, if you take that patty and set it outside.
Oh, it's poison.
It'll never go anywhere.
It does not go anywhere.
And you can taste it.
Flies don't even go to it. I'm telling you, if a fly don't land on something, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not real.
The flies be looking at McDonald's.
They don't even fuck with the cheese.
Like when you were a kid, the red towels are lava.
How the flies be looking. You can taste it too. You're like, this is not real burger. Whatever that string thing is in my mouth. Like, I just got to go through with it. I already bought it. I already spent the dollar on it.
You can't turn that shit back just because it's bullshit.
They're going to give me some old bullshit. Like, what's all this grease coming out of my burger? Like, what y'all bake my burger? Like, deep fry my burger? I'm not gonna lie, McDonald's too, with the fresh hot nuggets and all that shit was flames. But other than that,
regular chicken nuggets? Or like the fritters?
No, I never got the tenders, just the regular chicken, but it was fresh.
I never had the tenders. Me either.
I'm like,
if I'm gonna get the tenders, I'm gonna do the Hardee's hustle. Hardee's got the good
job. Hardee's got good shit.
You just be in the drive-thru for 30 minutes.
Yeah, because they actually cook their food.
Nobody else be in that bitch. They be like, can you pull up?
That's because Hardee's has
real burgers. Everybody fucking behind us, we're pulling up for.
Not for us, because it's like real ass burgers. I respect that.
Real shit. I respect Hardee's. Yeah. Hardee's in Chester. I gave up on that bitch when I asked to speak to a manager and a nigga that was in special ed classes at Thomas Dale.
I was like, yo, everything makes sense.
I am your manager, B. Let me speak to the manager.
I was like, all right, dog, I'm gone. No, it's cool. Straight. I get it now. It's cool.
I can't get a peach milkshake, huh?
All right.
Usually they toss it something free. I went to Bojangles one time. They forgot to give my shit. Gave me a case of Bowberry biscuits.
Oh, that's golden.
Like, yeah.
I remember them, man. Them cheddar bay or cheddar biscuits.
I had cheddar bay biscuits.
It's such a fat. It's like a biscuit and just cheese.
It's a biscuit with cheese, but it's coated in butter.
Yeah, it's such a fat nigga's biscuit.
You get the cheese foil. If you ask a nigga to make his ideal biscuit, that would be it.
Butter cheese.
Like crackling bread. I don't know if y'all had crackling bread. It's pretty much cornbread with like pork shit in it. Pork skins and all that.
Cheddar Bay biscuits
and crackling bread is like a fat motherfucker dreamed up.
It's not Cheddar Bay because Cheddar Bay is Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
The only reason I know, I used to work for Darden Industries, and the little lady back there, her name was Millie.
Shout out to Darden.
Yeah, somewhat.
They put in the scammers.
Somewhat.
Well, Olive Garden too. It's Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Bahama Breeze.
Bahama Breeze and shit. Yeah, Darden restaurants. So the lady back there, her name was Millie. And she was really rocking out the cheddar bay biscuits. So we had to get on the mic and tell her, you know, like, hey, we're down on cheddar bay biscuits. I worked in the kitchen. So I get on the mic and I'm like, Millie, we down on fresh baked sex. She's like, what, baby? Millie, we down on fresh baked sex. Okay, I'm gonna make you some. Thanks, Millie. Everybody's like, did you just say fresh baked sex? I said, yep.
She actually knew exactly what the fuck I meant, too.
Fresh she baked knew exactly sex.
She knew exactly what I
That's
meant.
What it was.
Give me five.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, give me five.
Cheddar Bay biscuits is better than the, like, Red Lobster's. Sell Cheddar Bay biscuits and be all right.
Straight.
Yeah, Red Lobster. I mean, yeah, I can
eat mix now. The mix now is in the grocery store.
No, that's what I had. Like, I had it like the day before Thanksgiving. We bought the Red Lobster pack.
Yeah, and they taste the same.
It does. Yeah, we had that shit for breakfast, and you can add to it.
Add to that's what you put. Oh man,
a ham biscuit with Cheddar Bay biscuit.
Bro, I made it. I'm about to put y'all.
I'm talking about country ham, like the good saltiness.
I fried up. So I took some boneless thighs, right?
Yeah.
And I soaked them in some buttermilk for
a day. Yeah.
And I seasoned them.
Yeah.
Breaded them.
And let them go before the back in there.
Then I baked the Cheddar Bay biscuits, but I made them bun size.
Oh, Lord. You can do whatever you want.
I made them bun size.
Oh, I'm getting hungry.
And I had chicken, fried chicken sandwiches on Cheddar Bay buns.
Shit, we might need to make this Kroger, bro. I gotta see this.
I'm about to say, probably if I could be back at 15.
Yeah.
We'll be back at 20.
The second season is turning out to be a blessing because we finished the season. Y'all was too much.
We're looking for the season.
Yeah. Any season, it don't matter. We have that seasoning.
Because now in the podcast game, we season events.
Yeah, yes, we are.
What season is it? This will be up tomorrow. There ain't no bullshit. This shit is already set. I was transporting all this to the car.
Hey. You was riding with that shit in the duffel.
Yes, you were.
To the duffel.
All this shit that we used to record in the garage. Oh, yeah, so we used to record in Dano's garage in the summertime, in springtime.
Yeah, but season two, we had a comfortable living room.
And we just could not be in a garage when it's 30 degrees outside. We could. Also 30 degrees inside.
Yeah. I did buy a nice heater. I bought a heater from Home
Depot. We'll test it out one day.
Oh, yeah.
We'll test it out one day.
Oh, true. That could have been an easy fix. I got a badass heater, too.
Anyway,
we'll test it out one day.
But for now. Yeah, I'm dope. This is dope. Thank you.
We in the crib.
Nah, thank y'all. Yeah. We in the crib.
Yeah. We moved up and moved in. All
right, let's get it started. I just want to get Dano's reaction. That's what I'm trying to get started. So, my boy, Dwight Howard.
Yes, so, I know who Dwight Howard is.
There is Dwight Howard center. I don't know what team he played for right now.
I don't even know either. Let me see the facts. I don't think he plays for the Hawks.
Nah, I used to. I started fucking with him again. Well, pause.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna.
I
get
started
good.
Becoming a Dwight Howard
he's
fan.
No, he's
because he was.
He's in D.C.
He's with the Wizards.
He's a hometown whore.
Because I started liking the Hornets again because they had. Well, not the Hornets, but I started liking Dwight Howard, because he was with the Hornets. Okay. That's my squad. But Dwight Howard, there was a gay young man on Twitter who had recordings and, you know, video screen recordings and audio recordings of Dwight Howard and his DMs. Like, they like in a whole ass relationship. Like, it's not like, no, he's trying to trap Dwight. It's like him asking Dwight, like, does your mother and your sister know that you like men?
He talked to her after the game for hours.
He got a recording of like him talking to Dwight, and he like, but Dwight, you acting brand new, but you were saying like you want to know what it's like to suck dick, Dwight. You want to know what it's like to be fucking the ass, Dwight.
What?
You want to try to find a recording?
The video recording?
I try to find that heat for Dana.
There's conversations, or there's video of him engaging.
No, mind shit.
There's no video of him engaging.
Oh, you left out the best part.
Which one?
Dano. He was going to sex parties.
Oh, shit.
That's not bad. That's not. Celebrities go to sex parties, but he was going there raw.
Oh.
What kind of sex parties were there?
They were like trans. It was nasty. What is it, like trans?
Transgender sex.
Transgender sex.
He was going there raw, though.
And go there raw dog. He
Yo, no respect for yourself, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not knocking the transsexual.
Not even the body shit.
No, I'm just saying, but if
you respect yourself, you raw dog and rando.
Yeah.
Yes.
There is other STDs out there, and you're going to sex parties fucking people raw. Like, what type of fucking man does? Did your mother raise you to be a man like that? Did your father raise you to be a man like that? Yeah, my gosh. That's all you can say. And you know that I'm not lying, because if I was lying, you would say, you're lying. You're lying. And you know I'm not lying. Just keep it real. No. Oh, my God. I literally have been speaking to you for... Oh my God. I've been speaking to you for some time now, Dwight. I sent you nudes of me, Dwight. I sent you nudes in general, Dwight. You told me that you wanted to be fucked in your ass, Dwight. You told me that you want to suck dick, Dwight.
You have been flirting, Dwight.
You knew what I was, Dwight.
Okay, I can't even listen to the rest of it. Yeah,
we're good. Damn, son.
Yeah, we're good. You got the gist?
I got the gist.
Oh, shit.
Right. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. I mean, that's as bad as, well, nah. I'm saying, you get to celebrity status, right?
Right.
So, let's be honest. There are some things you can probably get away with that normal people can't get away with.
I can see them getting, because they said that happened with Diddy. You get bored of casual sex when you can have it for, like...
I heard you hear niggas say all the time, if it ain't a threesome, they bored.
Right, because they can get sex from anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I can see after 10 years of that.
Just fucking everything.
I mean, I'll be cool with it, you know, that's all I really need, but.
Saying the same shit.
Yeah, I'll be cool with
regular,
it.
That's going to be regular motherfuckers.
Yeah, because we regular, but
ain't nobody doesn't get consistent, pussy every day.
Yeah, we don't really know how that is.
Maybe y'all some regular motherfuckers.
He is light skinned. Yeah, he is light skinned.
True,
so.
True.
With the hair and shit. So.
Why take this hair off and
push it
just
falls in the back? And then you have dreads? Oh, yeah, you was on. Yeah. Light skinned niggas do live like a celebrity, yo.
Oh, shit.
I'm living the single.
Was.
I'm married now.
Yeah, that's the right hire, man. He nasty.
Damn.
R.I.P. Is this even going to affect him, really? Like, in this day and age?
He plays basketball.
That's right. In this day and age, is it even going to matter?
Even in this day and age, it's not, I mean, like, it's not. One of basketball's not, like, a popularity contest. If he was, like, an artist, his sales might go down.
Right. And honestly, they didn't regardless. Really.
He's still getting paid.
He's still getting paid regardless.
And does he have 8 kids? Like,
he got a bunch of kids.
It didn't really shock.
I mean, right now, I feel like we're getting closer and closer to the age of, like, you like what you like.
Yeah, exactly.
And rightfully so. I feel the same way. I don't care what you. And I'm saying,
so it's not, like, even if he does, this is all true. Yeah. And that's what he like.
That's what it is.
Own it.
Yeah. He's still a trash ass at the center of his position. Like he's still trash.
I don't think he's still. I think he's technically.
All right, he ain't trash. No, just,
technically, I think he's still like a top 10 center.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's trash.
He's still a top 10 center.
He says he's still trash.
That's trash.
Is he going to be top 5? What are you going to be?
I'm like, what do you got to be?
Nah, he is. I just don't like him. First of all, I love Shaq. And he's gonna take a Superman from Shaq. You can't. Shaq was Superman. You go to his highlights. No big nigga should move like that.
No big nigga is allowed.
God was in his bag when he made Shaq, dog. Like, I'm gonna make a nigga huge that can move.
Nobody's gonna move like Shaq.
Like,
and you gonna like my Shaq food too.
Exactly.
I play Shaq food.
Shaq was he's 7 feet.
I play Shaq.
7 feet tall. He's diving. He's diving for the ball, jumping in the stands with the fans. Like, he had a little crossover. You ain't gonna make nobody hit those Dwight. Talking about, I'm the new suit. No, you're not. No, you're not. You don't even have a ring. No, did he even play in the front? No. You're not Superman.
My nigga in that day.
Yeah, he was mad.
Disgusted right now.
Yeah, because because
you like Superman.
Because
you like Superman.
Shaq is that dude. Like, even Shaq. I was talking to my boy the other day. Like, Shaq's son, you know, usually, like, when your pops is like, you have a hard time making a career. So Shaq's son might be all right for the simple fact that one, he's not playing center, so he probably won't compare his play to. Compare his play to his dad that much. He played a small forward. He don't even play like his dad. So he ain't even trying to mimic his pop.
Right.
He got the size.
LeBron James' kid got a lot of shoes, but apparently his kid likes playing basketball. That's why he's so nice. You said what?
I said if I was LeBron James' kid, I would just take my athleticism that I got naturally and play a different sport.
Yeah, play something.
Nah, I'm definitely not football, man. You don't want that CTE.
His dad was a beast at football.
He was a beast, but you don't want to kill his kid. I would never have myself play football.
What?
What?
Football, bro? You said, come on, CTE?
Yeah,
That shit is real. These niggas are retarded. Ray Lewis is retarded.
CTE, you talking about Ray Lewis? Not Ray Lewis. Young Jeezy's regular label, Corporate Thug Entertainment. CTE, you talking?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you must be. Oh, so you missed the whole Will Smith movie. He had to fake that African accent.
I actually did not watch that shit.
Yeah, because I love football. I don't want to watch that.
My dad
don't even want to go
do it. Mainly because of the accent.
The accent was ass. Exactly. The African niggas like.
I saw the preview.
African niggas really hate this beast.
They got Will Smith trying to sound like Mandela. My mans, who pulled up to the island, like, have you heard? Have you heard the word about Jesus Christ? And they was like,
did you hear about this, Daryl? Oh man, so there's an island.
This island has been chilling for like thousands of years.
Thousands of years. Yeah, they've been traveling for thousands of
years. They've been living their life.
Yeah, they still stuck in the old way.
Yeah, they don't have no diseases and shit.
They're cool with that.
You know why? Because they ain't eating McDonald's.
Apparently, the way they live, because they let somebody else come in and document them. That old dude, he's like, I'm surprised they did that shit. So, because the dude went over there and lived with them for almost like a year. Like, the old, I read this shit. I was like, damn.
He probably told him, he said, don't let nobody else come back.
Yeah, and then it was eight people all together. They were like, you sure? All eight of those people I heard is in jail now. And they sent his ass over there. They say he went like this on the boat with the Bible. Hey, y'all would. And they don't know what they did with the body. And here come America trying to get the body. No.
No. Once I'm not y'all fucking business, yo.
That body is gone. They say they know a general area where the body is.
No, it's good. Yo. Memorial service.
I wish you didn't have to die, but it's kind of like.
You should mind your business.
You're going to go to a tribe and try to convert them. That is white privilege like shit.
Yeah, it is.
That's called colonization, bitch.
I'm going to go convert them to Christianity.
Are you prepared for the Jehovah's wreath?
Yeah. Get that motherfucker up, though.
Two blow darts later.
And they're trying to press charges on them.
Oh, hell no. Sorry.
They've been out here worshiping a volcano for
They can't because years. The government is regular that they just don't fuck with them. Like, yeah. They don't want to do it.
So what's not citizenship, but what's the demographic, or what area? Where is it?
It's right in between India and Singapore.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's, you should have no business being there. Like, why are you, nigga, if you don't take your ass to Cambodia or some shit and just party?
We at the Podlinger Podcast.
Yeah.
We're like to you. We don't put, what is it, they don't put, we don't put labels on the non-binary. I don't ooh, all right, listen.
Here we go.
Let me just say this before I say something stupid.
Internet attack!
They're about to eat our ass up. They about to eat our ass.
The internet eating my ass, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know shit.
I don't know. But at the same time, I know that I don't know. And I respect you. I give you, you have the right to do whatever the fuck you want to do. And I'm sitting here not knowing.
I don't know.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with not knowing.
You do you. I'll be clueless, but I'm not judging you for doing you.
Right. Just take this content, niggas. Yes. Just take all this content.
That's what it is.
And what are we talking about?
I'm about to say continent. No, this.
You boy. Had a lot to drink. You lost.
No, you saw
you
what
lost
I drink.
More weight than you can drink.
I know, right?
You I'm lost lightweight. All the way to hell to alcohol. You lost that shit.
Shit, with my glass of wine, I'm done drinking. Yeah, so
drink that Moscato, get out my face. Like, damn it.
Man, this bitch is crushing me.
Stumbling over your words over one can of beer. One can of beer.
It is. It's the bull, though.
5.9%.
I'm gonna lie. It's slits.
It's the bull, bro.
It's lit.
Shout out to Mr. Adams. He had taste.
Big ups. Yeah, that was your.
Shout out to Mr. Adams. He had taste. Like, this.
My dad, they used to make 40s of that. Oh, yeah. My dad used to drink the 40s.
Slits.
It's a bull.
Slits.
You doing a little bathroom break?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Had to take a little break.
Pee-pee break.
But we are back with the Potlicker Podcast when it all boils down.
We got that shit you need.
Hey. My man Dano's new nickname is Stacked Him Out. Stacked Him Out.
Oh, I love your fact accent. Say it again.
You said Stacked Him Out.
Stacked Him Out. With the wood tip.
Wood tip wine.
I'm here with the wood.
Oh.
Pause.
Pause. Yeah. Pause the white Paul's Howard. You said, oh gosh.
And then you wanted to see her like that, but think your ass.
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I think he said, my gosh. Right? Well, you know, say, my gosh.
You are taking aback.
I didn't say that.
God. You are literally taking aback when somebody says, oh my gosh.
You thought you was thinking pussy. You was all in my ass. Oh! I thought that's what I tasted.
Okay.
Whoa. I thought we were already because I didn't call you back.
You was in the ass.
Yeah, she like, you said you was in the ass.
We argued because you licked the ass and you ain't calling her back. That's what you did. When you lick ass, you got to make consistent phone calls, nigga. That's the
jelly or sir.
That's the tip of the consistency iceberg right there.
Jelly or sir.
When you lick ass.
I was like.
When you lick ass. You just signed up. You just.
It's a thin line.
So you were 3-1. You were a cop. You're putting in. You got facts.
You made the official commitment. You made it. Exactly. It's a thin line
between love and.
Like my boy. I ain't gonna say his name, but he was down for the skit. He was down here for the skit. He was light skinned.
You know what I'm saying?
He was light skinned. Not you.
I can see you.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the Yankee hat.
He drove a Mustang.
He might be mad as fuck when he hit this shit.
He's cool dude, man.
He was cool as fuck, shout out to my man. But he used to always say, yo, I never eat ass. I'm like, but like, how? Because it's like,
if you're in your bag,
it's right there. Like, yeah. if you going ham, you going to. Like, now me personally, I don't know how raunchy you went to Politics Podcast again. But I usually, especially when you like when you not my shorty, I put a finger like where I'm supposed to stop. I put the finger like right there. Because that's how thin the line is.
Between love and tape.
That's the name of the. It's a thin line between love and tape. That's the name of the podcast. That's the thin line between.
I gotta go.
It's a thin line between love and tape.
I gotta call my Uber. I'm out.
And that's when dinner's time.
Yeah. Bro, when you like. It is so fucked up because niggas all eating out is just eating the clit. That's all you have to do is just eat the clit. But niggas like, no, I'm a savage.
I'm a
handball.
Handballs. I'm a
handball, yeah. One bitch was like, your tongue felt like a dick.
Yo, I knew I did something right. When this girl.
Damn,
I didn't know we were going this way in the podcast.
I didn't either.
He started it.
But we here now. We here now.